today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. This is today's special and the topic is giving gifts in Islam.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Today, Tuesday, is the 15th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter An-Naml, verse 36. And the point of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلما جاء سليمان قال أتمدونني بمال فما آتاني الله خير مما آتاكم فما الله خير مما آتاكم بل أنتم بهديتكم تفرحون.
So when they came to Solomon, he said, "Do you provide me with wealth? But what Allah has given me is better than what He has given you. Rather, it is you who rejoice in your gift."
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The motive of the divine prophets is not gaining worldly materials. The friends of Allah do not sell themselves for money. They are keen, alert, and act decisively. They see the corruptible plans behind the presence and they avoid them while rebuking their senders. However, the officials of the queen carrying the caravan of presents left Yemen towards Syria, where the Prophet Sulaiman lived. They imagined that Sulaiman would become happy by seeing those abundant presents and might praise them.
The It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. The greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah.
This is today's special and we're speaking about giving gifts in Islam. When a person has love, respect, affection, regard or goodwill toward another, then naturally gifts will be exchanged in order to strengthen that bond. It is a commendable act and something that the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, encouraged his followers to practice in. It is a catalyst for friendship and unity where both parties benefit. In Islam, a gift is called a hadiyah. This is where an offering is given to another. in an expression of love and admiration, and through it the pleasure of Allah sought. It is classed as a gift if, however, something is given to anyone for the sake of Allah with the intention of earning the reward of the hereafter, considering the receiver as a poor and destitute, it will be charity. Both are commendable and will earn the person reward in the next life.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about various aspects of offering presents and gifts to friends in Islam. So we find that for reinforcing human relations and expressing our attention and our regard to others, there are very important ways and important and considerable modes for doing this, for showing our regard or love or friendship to others. Certainly, giving gifts to others is one of the means that reinforces love and attention to others. In the Holy Quran, the word hadiyah, taken from the same root from which the word hadiyah or gift is derived, is used in the Holy Quran in the case of a camel that sacrificed in the middle of the Hajj processes in Mecca. What does it mean? People are instructed to sacrifice a camel in a certain stage in the process of performing the Hajj in Mecca and dedicate it as a gift to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need the camel and its flesh or its blood or its bones. Rather, what's indicated in the Holy Quran is that by doing this, people are instructed to express the piety and to show the piety with regard to the religious instructions and with regard to what's already indicated in the case of rituals as formulated and stipulated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Having gift as a sign of gratitude. It is related that the Apostle of Allah said, whoever failed to give thanks to anyone who did a favor to him failed to give thanks to Allah. In Islam, we are taught to be grateful. Gift giving is a great way to express your gratitude for someone. Gifting has twofold benefits in Islam: to earn the pleasure of Allah the Almighty and strengthening bonds between the gift giver and the recipient, among others. A gift does not have to be expensive, but make it a thoughtful one. When you give gifts with ihsan, that means excellence, it will always be appreciated. Looking for gifts for giving family or friends? How about gifts that give back? Shop from your Islamic gift store wherever you live.
The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The gift of life He granted us, how could we ever repay? Show gratitude to your Creator, and please do not delay.
Now, for this episode, what is our suggestion for best Islamic gift? Scarves and abayas for wedding. Muslim women always love to wear abayas and scarves to follow Islamic sayings. Therefore, they love to receive these two items as gifts from their friends and family members. On the arrival of the holy month of Ramadan, the use of scarves and abayas increases. Therefore, it becomes one of the hottest items of Islamic gift ideas in Muslim countries. Numerous types of scarves are available in the market. Some of them are from the embroidery category, while some belong to a straight clothing type. Also, they are not very much costly. Gifting such items to your ladies will surely spread love. So, what are you waiting for? Go shopping and buy some beautiful abayas and scarves for your wife and daughters to show some love.
My dear brothers and sisters, I want to analyze generosity from an Islamic perspective and giving. The Quran, throughout the Quran, reminds people to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are a lot of things that come with giving. First of all, even in pre-Islamic times, for the Arabs at that time, giving was regarded as a noble and honorable trait. The Arabs would give. They had many vices. They would steal, they would abuse, they would assault, but then they would also give. This is why when they describe them in pre-Islamic times, they say, Wahabun Nahab, meaning during the day, he is, or at night, he goes and he raids other camps, but during the day, he's coming and he's giving, and if a guest comes, they come and they slaughter a whole sheep and they give everything for the sake of the guest. This was some of the qualities that the pre-Islamic times, the Arabs of pre-Islamic times, they had. And the religion of Islam encouraged that. The religion of Islam continued that because giving is a noble and virtuous act. Giving is difficult. A lot of us, we give when we die because I'm not taking anything with me. So I'm giving when I die. But during my life, it's not easy. And Allah says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. The mu'min, the believer, is the one who gives, even if that means they're taking from themselves. And then, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. The one who is able to control their own greed and their own desires, then that is the successful person.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection. And of course, don't forget to follow us on parstoday.com/en. Today's special. By the way, we continue this interesting topic that was giving gifts in Islam.
Yeah.